I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You're listening to The Sisters, Episode 7, Second Opinion, inspired by real events.
Good girls aren't supposed to go through other people's things.
How did you get this? Where is Sheriff Patterson?
She was a good girl, that one. Pure as ivory.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, come on, you know.
I want to hear you say it. Say her name.
How many rings in that cabinet?
What?
How many mood rings did you find in that cabinet? How many?
One! Just this one! Sheriff Patterson, help! I'm locked in the bathroom!
No yelling in this house. Okay. Now here's the deal, Frankie. You found something, and I found something, too. I could have done it dozens of times, but I held back. It was just her. She was special. I thought it would stop the noises.
You say her fucking name!
Putting a little angel to sleep didn't help. Nothing helps. And the problem is you. There's nowhere to go.
Just say her name!
There's only one thing that works when the problem is you.
Blood everywhere. The walls, the sink. the ceiling, inside the medicine cabinet, all down my shirt and pants. Later on, I'll find drops of it in my eyelashes.
March the 3rd, 1965. Interview number 7 with... Well, why don't you introduce yourself, my lovely? Tell me your name.
Where's Jackie? We do everything together. We're twins.
I know you are, Jill. I bet you have a lot of fun, don't you? No, but today, Jill, is all about you.
Is it like going to the dentist?
No, it's much nicer than going to the dentist. But what have you got there, Jill? What are you playing with?
My locket.
Is there anything inside it?
Yes. A hair. From an angel.
Well, isn't that something? Well, that'll keep you safe, won't it? Now, Jill, why don't you tell me about...
My name is Maud.
Did you hear that?
It doesn't mean anything. She's heard me talk.
Please, let the child speak.
My name is Maud.
It doesn't mean anything.
All right. Maud. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Jill. I'm 8 years old. We are 8 years old. We live in Hexham, England. We ride bikes in hell.
Who are you?
That's
really?
Enough. Enough. Stop this right now.
Can't you see that he's hurting her? Are you just going to let this go on?
Maud? Darling, can you hear me?
Please, Mrs. Pollard.
Maud, if you're in there, if you're inside...
We mustn't interfere.
I just want to talk to you.
About what, Mummy? About how you let me play in the street!
Oh, Maud! Jill, wait!
It's all right, Frances. Look, here, take a break. Have a drink of water.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, breathe deeply. And relax. Good. All right? Carry on.
Well, I ran upstairs after Jill. She was terribly upset, and I needed to comfort her. So I didn't hear what Vincent said to Thomas until much later. You see, the tape recorder was still running.
You out of my house.
No, Thomas, trust me.
No. You need
me. It's all pretend. Don't you see? They know the stories, and we have pictures of Maud and Mary all over the house. They see our grief, and they use it. You have no basis for believing a possession is happening. You don't know anything. You don't know why this is happening to us.
No, I don't. But you do, don't you, Thomas?
What?
What sort of agreement did you make with Mark Whitney?
There was no agreement. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you? Where did the girls' lockets come from? They're always fiddling with them.
I don't know. They were a gift when they were born.
Who from?
Friends.
Friends of Mark Whitney? Until you tell me the truth, Thomas, I can't help your daughters.
Frankie.
Oh, holy shit, you're alive. Oh, sorry, I'm getting blood all over your jacket.
First surprise when I get outside. Sheriff Patterson is alive.
When he got my gun, I thought that was it. But then he just whacked me on the head and slammed the door in my face.
He knew it was me. He knew my name.
Jesus, I'm sorry I sent you in there, kid.
Not me. Look. It's Carrie's mood ring.
Where'd you find this?
In a box. In his fucking medicine cabinet. This is it. This is the proof we needed. Your theory was right. When he saw that, I found it.
I tell Patterson everything that happened with Andy Purcell, and I turn the ring over to the police as evidence.
And then he said it was just one girl.
No way. It's never just one. Look, we got a whole team coming down here to unearth the backyard as we speak. It'll take a while, but...
I couldn't get him to say her name. I pressed him to say it, but I couldn't get him to
Frankie!
Say...
Frankie, can you please tell this guy to let me through?
Shit. It's Carrie.
Except it isn't Carrie. Who is this woman?
Be right there.
You better go talk to her.
What the hell am I gonna say to her?
Nothing. Just play it cool for now. Information is power.
Okay, but how do I...
You're a Philly girl. Spin a story. You already got her on the hook. Just keep her in town until we dig up the yard.
Are you gonna arrest her?
For what?
I don't know. Impersonating a dead person? Fraud?
She hasn't committed fraud yet. When she trips up, and she will, I'll be ready.
Yeah. Are you sure about that? You're not gonna lose your gun this time? Hey, Carrie.
Jesus. Frankie, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Well, you don't look fine.
Oh, this? Well, it's not my blood. I'm just a little shaken up.
I thought that you were hooking up with some lacrosse player.
He had some friends over and that there was a fight and...
Oh, you poor thing. Well, come on. Let's get in the car. I'll drive you home.
Okay.
So, how did it start?
What?
The fight. How did it start?
Oh, you know, the usual. They were arguing over sports. I don't really know. Yeah, I was in the bathroom when it happened, so.
Did you, find anything in there?
Where, in the bathroom?
Yeah. Drugs or anything.
No, nothing like that.
Well, I did. I found something.
Carrie, what are you doing? Why are you pulling over?
Frankie, I think it's time we start being honest with each other.
I thought we were being...
Where did you get this?
She pulls out the old pencil sketch I got from Sheriff Patterson.
What is this?
It's you. It's... The drawing of you as a child.
It doesn't look anything like me.
Yes, it does. I mean, I guess all kids look alike. But...
Where did you get this?
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna level with you. That guy we saw at the house when we
Fuck
first
it.
Arrived.
I tell her the truth. That Sheriff Patterson approached me with the story about the creepy janitor, Andy Purcell, and it freaked me out. So I went to confront Andy, and he blew his fucking brains out.
Right in front of me, okay? So, there you go. I told you.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh God, don't shout. My ears are still ringing from the gunshot.
Why didn't you just talk to me?
Jesus Christ, Carrie. Think about it from my perspective. You come to me out of the blue saying you're my...
Out of the blue?
Yeah.
This is 30 years in the making.
For you, not for me. God! Fuck! God. I'm sorry, I am just confused. And I really wish you would stop pushing me to drink, okay, Carrie?
You just called me Carrie.
I don't know what else to call you!
Look, I am not making this up. He had the mood ring in his medicine cabinet. Mom bought those rings at Toys R Us. There must be a million other rings like them. What else did he say? Did he confess to killing me?
Sort of. It was implied.
Did he say my name? So that's a no, I take it. Frankie, don't you think if I was running a con, I would have asked you for money by now?
I don't have any money.
Exactly. Who would target a museum curator for a scam? Even if I was a thief, you have nothing to steal.
You're right. But I need to be sure.
About what?
You. I need you to take a DNA test.
Fine. Whatever.
Hello?
Morning, Jackie. Would you like to sit down? Let me grab a chair.
Thomas spent all night trying to convince me not to let Vincent come back to our house.
There you go, love.
And when I wouldn't relent, he took the day off work to watch the session. Couldn't have been more obvious.
What couldn't have been more obvious?
That Thomas was hiding something from me. There was information.
So, tell me, Jackie.
A secret he didn't want Jackie to reveal.
How are you feeling this morning?
Why isn't my sister here?
Well, I wanted to talk to you, Jackie. Just you. This is your special day.
I want my sister here.
Which sister?
It's obvious which sister. She only has one sister.
But I'm asking Jackie, Mr. Pollard. Which sister would you like to be here with you?
You're trying to trick me.
Am I? Which sister would you like to be here with you, Jackie?
You want me to say Mary.
Do I?
You can't trick me.
I'm just asking you a simple question. Which sister would you like to be here with you, Jackie?
How do you know? I'm Jackie.
Are you?
Maybe she means... Is it Mary?
Please, Francis, we've been over this. You need to say...
Are you Mary?
I need to be able to conduct the interview my way.
If you don't let me speak to her, I'll never let you into this house again.
At last. That is exactly what I've been saying for the
past... quiet, Thomas. Mary, darling. My precious angel. Are you in there? Are you inside Jackie? Can you hear me?
It's Jackie, Mum. I'm Jackie.
I know you are, love. But... Mary? Are you in there?
Maybe. Do you have a message for Mary?
Yes. Mary? My darling, darling girl, if you're here, there's something I have to say.
I'm here, Mummy. You can tell me now.
Francis, you need to be careful. You're dealing with forces...
Every day, I think of that moment outside St. Luke's when we said you could cycle home.
Francis, stop this, please.
Every day, I imagine taking that moment back.
Why didn't you take it back?
What? I don't understand.
Daddy did. Daddy found a way to take it back.
Yeah, she doesn't know what she's saying.
Don't hide, Thomas. Daddy found new friends.
What friends?
I know their voices.
But what were they saying?
It's the hair of an angel.
You mean in the locket they gave you? It's the one you have in your hands.
And they opened the door. So we could come back in.
Stop this, for God's sake!
We're here now.
Forever. Until death do us part.
Oh, God, Jackie. Jackie! Jackie! Help! Mummy, where are you? I can't see you.
I'm here, darling.
Help me, I'm frightened. Help me!
What? This is a miracle. We're just getting
bloody thing off.
Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24. Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Sugar? Yeah, please. Two.
She all right?
Yes, she's sleeping now. They both are.
Tea?
Yes.
I think it's time we put our cards on the table. We need to talk about Mark Whitney.
Well?
He's part of a global network of Satanists. Some people think he's the devil's own representative on Earth. He's been accused of abductions, sacrifices. But nothing's ever been proved. In my investigations, his name has often come up, and it's always connected with someone else's tragedy. With Mark Whitney, there's always an offer and always a catch. Thomas, what was the offer? And what was the catch?
He said we could have our girls back.
And the catch?
We could have them back, he said. But if the girls ever sickened, we had to...
Sickened?
Sickened to the point that they were going to die.
Oh, Jesus.
Sickened unto death, he said. If the day comes that the girls are sickened unto death, then they belong to us, he said. They are ours, and you must return their bodies to us forever.
You agreed to that?
We were at our lowest point. We'd lost Maud and Mary. We had no money, no job, no house, no future. And Mark offered us everything, the world. We had nothing to lose. Why wouldn't I agree to whatever he asked?
You believed him.
Well, it all came true, didn't it? You got pregnant, I got a job, a good job. And we could afford to buy this house. Everything was wonderful.
Until it wasn't.
It seemed like a small price to pay to be able to...
No, Thomas, that catch has come back to haunt you. That's the devil's pattern.
Return their bodies? So the bodies of our daughters belong to Mark Whitney?
Francis.
Just great, Thomas. I can't stay here.
Where are you going?
I can't stay in this house 1 minute longer. Jackie, Jill, come on, wake up. That's it. We've got to go.
What is it, Mummy?
Get up now. I've got to put on your dressing gowns. We've got to go.
Where are we going?
Out. Get your cuddlies. Come on, Jill. We have to be quick. You all right?
Where are we going, Mummy?
Where are we going?
It's a surprise. We're going on an adventure. I drove around for a couple of hours. After a while, the girls fell asleep in the back.
Where were you going?
I didn't have a plan. I just needed to get them out of that place before... No one was going to take my girls away from me.
You felt you were protecting them?
I was protecting them.
Francis?
Father Tim, hello. I didn't have anywhere else to go.
What's happened, my dear?
My girls. We need somewhere to stay.
Of course. Come in. Christine! We've guests! They're coming, girls. Oh, my goodness, you're drenched.
Goodness gracious me! Who's been swimming in the puddles? Jackie and Jill.
Well, I think you need a nice mug of hot chocolate, don't you?
Yes, please.
And we haven't been swimming.
Oh.
No, we were driving around for ever so long.
Is that so?
Well, why don't we dry your hair off first? Come with me, girls.
Right. Let's have a seat by the fire. There. So, tell me what happened.
The devil wants to take away my babies. Hey, Duncan.
How's the homecoming?
It's complicated.
Oh, yeah? Can't wait to hear
her about it. Listen, I'm about to head into work, but I saw Benil on TV again. He sold the film rights to his new book to Netflix. They're gonna make a docuseries.
Okay. Why would you tell me that?
I don't know. I thought it was cool. I thought you'd want to know.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong. Yeah, I'll call you later, Duncan.
Frank.
Carrie said she wanted to make a special breakfast for us today. Chocolate pancakes, like we used to make as kids. Fun, fun, fun. Okay, Carrie, I'm ready for those... Carrie? I take my phone out and call her.
I'm sorry. This number is no longer in service.
Carrie? I check the whole house, saving Carrie's childhood bedroom for last. Hey, Este, can you do me a favor?
I can't bring bagels all the way up to Hershey.
No, just stay on the line with me. Carrie!
Well, do you see her?
No, but my car is still in the driveway.
Maybe she went for a walk?
No, Este, she disappeared. I demanded that she take a DNA test, and she disappeared, so thanks.
What, you're blaming me for this?
I'll call you back. I do blame Este. A little. Maybe Carrie is pissed that I asked her to take the test. Or maybe Carrie is dead and this woman is a fraud. Either way, if she's gone now, I'll never know. Duncan. I send Duncan's call to voicemail, and I keep driving all over town past the churches and mini malls, looking for Carrie, but she's gone. Finally, I end up back at Andy Purcell's house, where there's still a police barricade.
Frankie, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Andy Purcell's perfectly manicured lawn now looks like a construction site.
Right up to the barrier.
Yes.
You're gonna have to check the hall.
Patterson!
Frankie, hi. I didn't expect you back here so soon.
Have you found anything?
Not yet. The crew's been digging all night under the lights, but...
But what?
Are you positive that was your sister's mood ring?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. Don't you have CSI working on it?
Yes, but forensics take time.
Okay, well, fuck the ring. He confessed.
Let's take a walk, Frankie. Look, I believe you, but everyone else is going to look at your statement and say his words were vague and unspecific, with no named victim and no clear admission of guilt.
Get to the point.
If we don't find your sister's remains out here, it's bad. It could be bad. Folks are gonna say Andy was a lonely old man who got blamed because he was different.
Different?
Frankie, wait up. Look, we're not gonna leave a single clod of dirt unexamined. If there's something here to find, any bones, remains, DNA, we'll find it. We're just running out of places to look.
Good day, ma'am.
It's a shit day, but thanks. On the walk back to my car, my phone is a solid wall of text messages from Duncan. Call me back ASAP. Call me back. Call me back. Jesus, fine.
Thank you, thank God. You won't believe this.
Okay. Duncan, I am only gonna say this once.
No, Frank, listen.
The only justification for your salary is if you actually handle the responsibilities of a curator. I have been gone for 2 days for something very important, and the whole time you've been blowing...
Somebody stole Matilda.
Say that again.
There's been a break-in at the Mudder. Nothing else was touched, but whoever it was got Matilda. She's gone, Frankie.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Sisters is a Gold Hawk production, presented by Realm in association with Lights Out. Created by Brett Neachin and written by Brett Neachin, John Scott Dryden, and Mac Rogers. Frankie is played by Mae Whitman. Francis, Helen Baxendale. Thomas, Lee Ingleby. Carrie, Jennifer Armour. Vincent, Rob Jarvis. Jill, Orla McDonough. Jackie, Lacey Finlow. Sheriff Patterson, Nathan Osgood. Andy, Eric Myers. The psychiatrist and Father Tim, David Holt. And Christine, Annabelle Dowler. With sound design by Adam Woodhams. And original music by Seymour Milton and Sasha Putnam. The script editor is Mike Walker. For Gold Hawk Productions, the producer is Emma Hearn. And the director and executive producer is John Scott Dryden. For Realm, the producers are John Brooks, Fred Greenhall, and Nicole Otto. And the executive producers are Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Find the full list of credits in the show copy. Realm is your portal to another world. Listen away.